The Mishnah says Daf Kufnun Chasim Beis Amar Bekiva Marani Bezush and Chasim Chaskasan Amal Ben Azay Al Chalukin Anu Mitzdar Nal Shabbos Lachalik Alain Vesa Shabbin. And the Gemara says in the Bala Amar Amar Simlay Ado Amar Ben Azay Talmud Chaver Der Bekiva Hava. From here you have arrived that Ben Azay was a Talmud Chaver of Bekiva. The Karmelay because he said to him Shabbos. He said to Bekiva Lashon Shabbos that you came and he didn't say Shabbat Rabbeinu. So that's right. The Ben Azay was a Talmud Chaver of Rebbe Kiva. So I think Lefi this, he gave me Miyashim, the Pshan, and the Gemara and Brachas. The Gemara says on Daf, Samachbez and Aleph, Tanya, Omer Bekiva, Pam Achas, and the Knasti, Ocher Beshul, Beis Akise. One time I went after Beshul to the Beis Akise, Lamati Men Legim Odvarim, and I learned three things from him. Lamati Shen Nifnim, Mezuch Amai, Vitzof, and Vidarim, Bechule, three things that Rebbe Kiva learned from his Rebbe, Rebbe Shua. And the Gemara says that Amalei Ben Azai said to Rebbe Kiva, Ad Kan, Haas, the Panecha, Barabacha, You have such chutzpah to your rabbi to go after Rabbi Shua into the Beis Hakise. So the Rosh Hash over there is bothered that the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah Daf Lamed Aleph Beis that it's not the Eretz for a Talmud to refer to his rabbi's rabbi as your rabbi. You don't call him rabbach, you call him your chaver. That's a lashon kabbad for the rabbi. You don't refer to his rabbi's rabbi as rabbi. So how could Ben Azai call him Rabbach, it's not the Eretz for the Talmud to refer to his rabbi's rabbi as Rabbach. And the Rosh Hashanah says, you see from there, the name Rabbi Nazir must have been a Talmud Chaver. So let's talk about what the Gemara says over here. If what the Gemara says over here, it's very mistaber that he's able to call him Rabbach because the Gemara's in the Dayak, they talk about as a Talmud Chaver. Once he's a Talmud Chaver, he's able to refer to his rabbi's rabbi as Rabbach. There's no chiyuv to refer to him as his Chaver.